We have the Tosfos again here in Daf Vav. Hasam Kolecha de Manacha Imakam Chiyuvu. Tosfos asks the question, why doesn't the Gemara bring the example of either Motzi, Mosit, Mavir, Dauramis, where in the middle of the Malacha it went through a Makam Tur of Lamala Miyud, and then Yochayiv anyway? So you see as well in the case over here that even though you went to a stav, you're chayiv when you end up being motzi mirshus hayachilus v'sarav. Tosus gives the teretz that it's not a good muscle to prove the case of stav, because in the cases that I gave, the karka below, it's a makom tur l'malam yud, but the karka all the way below is actually a makom chiyuv, and therefore it's different in the case of stav, where the karka below is also makom tur. That's the Tosus. We saw that the Rashba also asks this kasha. The Rashba, let's just maybe do the Rashba first, and we'll come back to a lot of the nekudas that we brought up yesterday with the specifics of the question. The Rashba asks the kasha as well, but the Rashba doesn't exactly say the teretz that Tosfos gives. But he actually breaks the kasha into two parts. First, the Rashba asks, "The Yomtomar Amaylo Amalei Midi Dehavi Amavir Av Amis Bishus Arabim Derech Aleha." That means above you, meaning above Yud, the Chayiv. V'Shekein Hayimasa B'nei Kahas. So the question he asks is from Mavir. That was one of the three cases the Tosfos was asking from. The Rashba picks the case of Mavir. Meanwhile, we also noticed an interesting diuk in the Rashba, that the Rashba specifically gives us the example Masa Bnei Kahas in connection to the case of Mavid Derech Aleha. The Lashon HaGemara, keep in mind, in Sadi Beis, Rav Eliezer's Memra was, what was the words of Rav Eliezer? Ha? Hamotzi Masli. The Rashba takes the case of Mavid Derech, which is the Lashon of Rav's Gemara, Rav's Memra, Daf Ches in the Beis, and the Rashba connects it with the name of Rav Eliezer, and he calls it Shekein Hayimasa Bnei Kahas, and that's the question the Rashba starts with. And on this, the Rashba answers Mistavra, the Hasam Nishum Sha'amabir Ba'atzmo B'makom Chiyuv Omeid, V'la'ober B'makom Tur. The person himself who is going through, he's standing in a Makom Chiyuv. However, Abu Khan, where the case of the Gemara B'nazim Chacham are arguing about, that the Chacham say Yochayiv, where are you in the middle? You are in the stav as well. So the person who is being mavir, the chayfetz, is also physically situated in the makom tur. Kansha hu ope be makom tur mamish bichiha lo askechan elot tzidi b'shus harabim. So the only thing we can bring to support that case is the case that we end up bringing tzidi b'shus harabim, where the person himself is walking through the makom tur area. Whereas the case that you gave me of the Mavir, the Chetetz might be above Yud, but you are yourself in a Makom Chiyuv. This is not exactly the way Tosfos put it. Notice, what did Tosfos say in response? That the area below is a Makom Chiyuv. The Rashba doesn't talk about the area below the Chetetz, he's talking about the person himself, where he's standing. He's standing in a makom chiyuv, and that's significant because, see, for the Rashba now has to struggle with the other case, and that's the case of Moshit. Now the Rashba continues, and here already you have to recognize that the Rashba's words are a little misleading, but he's referring to Moshit, as it will become very clear. And I think they point out in some editions that they changed the wording to Moshit. What does the Rashba say further? The Tomar Lema. Still, let the Gemara give the following example. Midi dehavi amotzi, those are the words I have in the Kovetz. Amotzi lamala me'asara dechayiv. Shekein ha'agolos lamala miyud. Ve'afopi shenavi b'makom tur. So what is the Rashba now asking? We're still not resolved, because you have another case, and his words are motzi, but he says, shekein ha'agolos lamala miyud. What does he really mean? He says motzi. What does he mean? He doesn't mean motzi. He means moshit, because what he says, va'afal pi shemav makom tur mistavra da hasam l'gavim moshit l'av makom tur hu alzeras akasim. And he goes on. So again, whether you change the words, you don't change the words, but the Rashba's kavana here is about moshit. Moshe Meshus Hayachid, Meshus Hayachid, Derech Makom Tur L'Mala Miyud. So where are you? You are situated on the ground of the Meshus Hayachid. You hand something over to the other Meshus Hayachid via a Makom Tur above Yud and Meshus Harabim. That's the case that we learned out in the Mishnah in Azorik. That's the case of Chayiv. So now, Tosis asked from that case to begin with. Tosis bunched together three cases that you went through a Makom Tur. Motzi, that means Meshus Hayachid, Meshus Harabim, via Makom Tur. And Moshit, that's the case we just gave, where you go through a Makom Tur from one Meshus Hayachid to the other. And then the case of Mavir, Dalet Amos, Meshus Harabim, where again, in the middle, the Chayfetz went above Yud. How does Tosis know that Yochayiv by Moshe, that's the Mishnah? Has Tosis no Motzi and Mavir? That obviously is associated with Rabbi Lezer, a Motzi Masui, that could mean Mavir, it could mean Motzi, it could mean both, and you also have Rabbi's statement. So between Rabbi's statement and Rabbi Lezer's statement, we know that both Motzi and Mavir are Chayiv, even if you have it above Yud at whatever point. And Tosis gives one teretz for all three, namely that below the chayvitz is above Yud in a Makom Tur, but the Makom Tur that it's in, if you have a corresponding karka below, that corresponding karka below is what? Is a Makom Chiyuv. So we have to know exactly why is that such a significant point, but at least it's enough to distinguish it from the case of stuff. Again, it's not hard, you still have to maybe try to explain better what exactly is the big deal. I mean, B'lamaisa isn't a Makom Tur, so it's a corresponding to a karka. Okay. The Tosis Chaim throws out a svar, Roa Pnei HaKarka. You have to know if that's really what Tosis means. It's a Tosis later, Roa Pnei HaKarka. You see the guy. Whatever Tosis means, it means. But the point I'm making is one teretz for all three cases. Notice, the Rajba is different, right? The Rajba gives the answer for the case of Mavir, that what? That it's different because the Mavir himself is in a Makom Chiyuv. That's why you can't prove from that the case of the stuff where the Mavir is going through the stuff himself. That only takes care of Mavir. Now the Rajba is asking further from the cases we see of Moshit. Why? The Tosis had a good answer. In the case of Moshit, the Chayfetz is going through a Makom Tur, but that Makom Tur is better than the case of the stuff. The stuff, it's a Makom Tur through and through, the bottom, the karka, everything. Here, the Makom Tur is a Lamal Miyud Makom Tur, which corresponding to it below is karka of Makom Chiyuv. That Tosis has a good answer. The Rashba didn't give Tosis answer. The Rashba said that the difference is in what? In what sense? That the person himself is omeid in a Makom, in the Makom Chiyuv. Because the Mavir, he's going through the Rishus HaRabim. He's standing on the ground, Rishus HaRabim. But what about the case of Moshit? Where is he? He hasn't got... No, the Chayfetz is... What? He's standing Rishus Hayachid, he hasn't gone anywhere. That's not called Makom Chiyuv. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's Rishus Hayachid. Nothing has changed. The Chayfetz would be right here and be put down, placed right here. Nothing has changed. The Homolach is a function of the Chayfetz going via the area in between and then to the other Rishus Hayachid. Whereas in a case where he's Navir, so the chayvitz would be where he is. That's a chiyuv. That's a hanacha in Dalet Amos. Let's assume he went Dalet Amos, or it's a makom chiyuv if the Dalet Amos would have started earlier. Whatever you want to say, but basically the area of Rishus HaRabim is a makom chiyuv for Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. But the Rishus HaYachid, that must be what the Rashi means. It's not going to solve the problem by Moshe because it's Rishus HaYachid is where he starts and that nothing has changed. I'm not 100% comfortable with what I'm saying, only because, I mean, Lamaisa, it's a Makom Chiyuv if you start from the Rishus HaRabim. Why is it really different than Dalet Amos? Dalet Amos, it's a Makom Chiyuv to the extent that you'd start, wherever you'd start, you'd end up over here. I mean, if I already went for Amos, then it's a Makom Chiyuv for me right now. But if I haven't gone for Amos, in what sense is it a Makom Chiyuv? Because I'm standing here. And only from the perspective that it could have been an end point for Dalet Amos. So why couldn't my Rishus HaYachid that I'm standing be an end point if I would start in Rishus HaRabim? Maybe help me out. I don't know. How did you learn it? Yeah?
Yeah, I might be completely mistaken, but I thought the Golos are all above 10. So in which case...
Yeah, Golos are above 10, you're saying?
Then in which case the Gavra is already the Mal of Yodim, and then the first answer can't work.
You're saying like that. You're saying the Agolos were above 10. That's the Rishus Sayachid, right? It's Rishus Sayachid. Being above Yod is not going to help you. Rishus Sayachid is at Lower Kiyah, correct? Right. How's that, how are you going to get, what are you going to gain with that?
Well, I thought you said the Mal of Yod then. So, even though Rishus said, so you're above the Mal of Yod. So
but you're in Rishus Sayachid, you're not in a Malkum Tour. And the Rashbit's considering that to be that it's not called a Makom Chiyuv.
It's a Makom Shepater, as in, as Rebbe was saying before.
Is it, what sense is a Makom Tur? So I would say, my argument, my logic, I would say, because in terms of the Malacha, there's nothing about here that, that it relates to a Malacha, because this is where I started, and nothing has changed. This is where I am. But whereas in the case of the Mavir, so the object is above 10, but I'm in a Makom Chiyuv. Why am I in a Makom Chiyuv? Why am I in a Makom Chiyuv? Because the Chafetz would be here, where I am. That would be a Hanacha in a Mishus HaRabim, in Dalet Amos, from where it started. Now, let's say this point that the Chafetz is above Yud in Mishus HaRabim is before I've already stepped for, before I've gone for Amos in Mishus HaRabim. So why would you consider my being a Mishus HaRabim and Malkum Chiyuv? So the answer is what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Why would it be a Malkum Chiyuv? Because it could be for somebody else a point of you know, four Amos from where he started. I mean, really me too, but the Gemara says it for somebody, someone else. Okay, so why not say something similar about Moshe? The Rashba is not happy with the Teretz for Moshe. And he has to give another Teretz. So obviously that's because this teretz is not enough. Why? Because you are standing with Mishus HaYachid. That's not called Makom Chiyuv. Why do you say it's a Makom Chiyuv for an object that was coming from Mishus HaRabim? That doesn't sound right. Why not? I mean, I also know it doesn't sound right, but why not? It's a Makom Chiyuv. It could be Chai if it's for a Chiyuv it's coming from Mishus HaRabim. It's only within Dalet Amos that the svar makes sense. It's a Makom Chiyuv for someone else. Because it, you know, it could be a spot for four Amos that having traveled four Amos, it could be Nach over here. Mishus HaYachid, you can't see as Makom Chiyuv because it could, something could be transferred from Mishus HaRabim to the Mishus HaYachid. I'm not really sure exactly. I'm not sure. But I mean, it's clear that the Rashba now has a new question he has to resolve. For Tosis, the question wouldn't have started. The question was already answered on all three cases. Because the Makom Tur is a Makom Tur that has corresponding to it a Karka that's a Makom Chiyuv. Perfect. The Rashba didn't answer exactly what Tosis said. He focused on the Gavra. So the Gavra, there's a difference between the Stav case with the Gavra is a Makom Tur and the Mavad Dalet Amos with the Gavra is situated in what's called a Makom Chiyuv. Now comes the Rashba and asks, what about Moshe? Meaning, as if to say, because by Moshe, the Gavra is still in Rishus HaYachid, so the Gavra is not in the Malkum Chiyuv. That's my Ha'ara. Why exactly is not called Malkum Chiyuv? Why don't you consider Malkum Chiyuv vis-a-vis a Hachnasa from Rishus HaRabim? What?
Why can't we just say that it's a Malkum Chiyuv, the Gavra himself? Meaning he couldn't...
No, he's not a Malkum Chiyuv, it's a Malkum... The Rashba is asking...
I mean Malkum Tor, the Gavra himself. Because well, then he can't be chayav on Moshe in the place that he's standing.
That's correct. But neither can the person who hasn't walked Dalet Amos be chayav and Dalet Amos. And the Gemara responded to that by saying that you are called Malkum Chiyuv because of somebody else. The same way by Mavir. Let's imagine that the place that it was over, L'malo Miyud, was before you got to Dalet Amos. Before you walked Dalet Amos, it was above you. So why does your being on the ground defined as being a Makom Chiyuv?
Because it's still the same Rishus. It's just later on in the same Rishus.
Yeah, but right now the Chafetz would come to rest where you are. It wouldn't be a Malacha of Dalet Amos. You haven't walked your Dalet Amos yet. You mean at some point you get to the end of the Dalet Amos. That's what you mean. When you get to the end of the Dalet Amos, you're in a Makom. You're in a Makom Chiyuv.
And that's the same Rishus that you're in right now. It's just
yo.
I can just say something totally different. Mavir and Moshe are two completely separate malacha. They're two different ideas. The Mavir, the whole definition is defined by that, not just the everything, but you yourself are moving. Moshe, the whole malacha itself is never defined by you moving. It's all about the chayfetz. So where the chayfa, it's not about meaning, yes, the by Mavir, you look at the Gavra because that's defining what the Malacha is, but by Moshe, you never look at the Gavra. It's all about the chayfa.
For a whole separate reason that the Rashba didn't see this as a valid teretz of Moshe. Not like I'm saying because the Gavra isn't a Makom Tur. It's saying the whole Gavra is not relevant by Moshe.
Not what the Rashba says, though.
Why? He doesn't. Afal bishem av makom mistaber dasam gavim moshe gav makom tur el zeis akasim. Right? He's like saying a different terrors. He's saying, no, but you're saying like this thing. You can't bring the gav into the picture. So the question comes back.
Exactly.
So now the question comes back. So you went through a makom tur. So prove stuff. Prove the case of stuff from here. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on whether the krashim were loaded onto the galos. But let's say they were loaded on Rishis Yachid onto the galos, and they parked it right next to Rishis Yachid. They put the krashim on there, so you don't find the case when you're putting from Rishis Rabim onto the galos anyway. By Ma'avir, when you're walking Dalam, unless you find that your Dalam, which is a makom papa for you, could be a makom kiyah for anyone else because they'll walk in there. But who's loading from Rishis Rabim onto the galos?
We have to talk. Why have to go back to the galos? We're talking about this guy right now in this case. What does it matter about the agalos? As far as you're concerned, this rishus that you're in right now could potentially be a basis for a chiyuv for something that's brought in. That's all.
We're saying there's a kasuv over here.
No. There's a kasuv is later in the Rashba. I'm not there yet. I want to know just. I'm just trying to work out the flow of the Rashba. The Rashba starts with the question of Tosis, and the case he's asking about is Mavir. Then the Rashba gives a teretz, which is a slight variation of Tosis' answer, which only suffices for Mavir. And that's because he focuses on the fact that the person is going through a Makom Chiyuv, unlike the case of Stav, where the person is going through a Makom Tur. And then the Rashba says, okay, that only takes care of Mavir. Now what do you do with Moshe? So I wonder, why is Moshe now not resolved with what he just said? So I thought it's because since as far as you're concerned, you're Malacha, you're in Rishus HaYachid, so that's not a Makom Chiyuv because you haven't gone anywhere. But then I'm wondering, so what about the Dalet Amos? To the extent you haven't gone Dalet Amos, you also haven't had a point where the Chayfetz could be Chayiv. But it doesn't matter, the Gemara says, as long as it could be a case that you would have a Chiyuv in that point, that's called Makom Chiyuv. So why can't you say that you're standing in a Makom Chiyuv because this could be the Chiyuv for somebody else? So now you're saying, maybe Rashba is a whole different point, that the Rashba didn't feel that the issue of the Gavra is relevant by Moshe. Because Moshe, the Gavra anyway doesn't move. Okay? Stop. So therefore, the Rashba felt you couldn't use that answer. Anyway, whatever it might be, the Rashba therefore needs a new answer. And what does he go on and say? So he says that the teretz by Moshe is something else. And here it's because the nature of Moshe, by definition, the whole idea is exeris hakasuv. So makom tur means it defies what would normally be the conventional model of the malacha. And nevertheless, that's what we're trying to show, that you can be chayiv anyway. So you have to first talk about the conventional model of a malacha, and then you say, and here there's something different about it. You're going through a makom tur, and how do you know that you're chayiv? And then we have to find an example. So Moshe could be an example because the entire mahus of the malacha is by nature one that defies the conventions, as he'll go now and say. So the extent that the whole malacha defies what would be normal, the conventional approach to the malacha, so therefore this is obviously, the tzu of the malacha is exactly what it is. That's where we're going. That's what Rashi is basically going to say now. In other words, if the definition of the malacha is, this is what you do, follow, this is the paradigm. Go from here, via here, through there. That's it. So you can't use anything about that and say, well, you see your chayiv by malacha, even though it's a makom tur. No, this is what the Torah is machayiv you for. So let's see how he develops it. Mistavra. The hasam of Gavi Moshe, the lab makom tur, who el gzeres hakas. The teidalach. The harishus of Rabbi ina olu l'mal miyud. We know, so someone goes until 10 fachin from the ground. Now, the Avah, Bisham Moshe, Mishus HaYachid, Derech Mishus HaRabim. Afilu L'mal Me'asar. V'lo Nach. V'lo Avar, lo B'tchila, v'lo B'sof, Mishus HaRabim, Chayiv. V'hacha b'mavi m'shus ha-rabim m'shus ha-yachid derech stav v'chein b'mavi arba amas l'mal mi'asara o'motzi derech ha-leh shu l'mal mi'asara v'kul yama enochayv el k'shanach l'besof m'shus ha-rabim atzma ha-lo nach lo. What is all this? What is the so'arichas in the Rashba? What is he saying in a nutshell? What is he saying? He starts by saying Zeras HaKasim. Now he's going to support that idea. L'tei Dalach. We know Rishus HaRabim doesn't go above 10. The Afa Bisha Moshe Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaYachid Derech Rishus HaRabim. It never ends up coming to rest in Rishus HaRabim. Ever. It only went through the Mokum Tur above 10. So what does he sound like he's saying? In other words, so in what sense do you have a... So if I just start with that point, what seems to be the thrust of the Rashba's argument? So the Moshe is... The whole thing is strange, right? What did you do? You were Moshe, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. And you went through Mokum Tur. So like, in what sense do you have a Malach? And it was never Hanachim Mishus HaRabim. So in no way it seems to resemble a Hotzah that we talk about Mishus HaYachim Mishus HaRabim. It never went through Mishus HaRabim, never was Nachim Mishus HaRabim. But he continues. He doesn't just say that, he continues. V'hacha B'mavir Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYachim Derech Stav. Actually, our case is the other way around, right? Our case is Mishus HaYachim Mishus HaRabim Chanus L'Platya. Unless it's a mistake, I don't know if they change it. V'chein B'mavir Abba Amos L'mal Me'asara O'motzi Derech Aleha Shuhu L'mal Me'asara L'kul Yama Ein Achayid Ela K'shenach L'Bisob Mishus HaRabim Atzma. What you have to have in all these cases that we're discussing, the Stav case, or the case of Mavir, the case of Motzi, when you have a Mokum Tur in the middle, but it has to have ultimately a Sheiches to Anacha Vishus HaRabim. Let's pause. So what does he mean? That these other cases do have to fit a conventional model. And Moshe defies a conventional model. Let me just explain something here. In what sense does he say that it has to be Nach B'Shus HaRabim? Anyone have a problem with this? Anyone have a problem with this point of the Rashba? The Rashba says, when it comes to the case of Mavir Abba Amas L'mal Me'asara, Amosi Derech Aleha, L'kuyam Ena Chai V'Kishenach L'Besof B'Shus HaRabim Atzma. Go ahead. But the Rashba holds, and that's hey, that you can have a case of Hanachas Gufo Kenachas Chavetz. The Chavetz never came down to be Nach below 10. Wait. So what's the Rashba saying here? It's contradicting himself. How could the Rashba make such a bold statement that it has to be Nach L'Besof B'Shus HaRabim Atzma? The Rashba holds you can have the case where it was never Nach B'Shus HaRabim Atzma. You're still Chayiv. When you're Nach, when you stop, you're Chayiv. That's Vishita Sarashba. And we hear the problem. So what must be the pshat? Go ahead.
When you do Hanachas Gufo, does it bring on the ground?
Okay, good. So you're saying that Hanachas Gufo is considered like the Chepetz will become Munach in Mishus HaRabim. God be you. When you stop, so that counts as Hanacha as if it were Lamata. Lamalo ki Lamata. Remember the Rashba's lesson we quoted yesterday in Erevin? What is the halacha of Masa B'nei Kaz? What is the essential or quintessential nekuda that we derive according to the Rashba from Masa B'nei Kaz? We saw yesterday, we read the language in Erevin. It's not, clearly not, says the Rashba, the fact that you can take something from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't acknowledge it such a reality. Like a Me'iri who holds that you can have a starting point in Rishus HaYachid and an end point, which is a Yachid, and be Mavir in the middle, with Aladam to Rabin, and be Chayiv, even though Kira Nanacha neither was Mishus Rabin. The Rashba didn't accept that. Those who apparently accepted it, the Rashba could see that they saw it in the Gemara of Sadi Zayin, that one line that we read yesterday. And the Makkor would have been B'nai Kahas, and the Rashba says, nothing doing. B'nai Kahas didn't actually go into Mishus Yachid to take anything. Rather, says the Rashba, what is it that we learn from B'nai Ka'as? One thing. What was it? That l'mala k'lamala. Now, the Rashba says that when you have anachas gufo on your own, so that's kanachas chefetz, and you don't actually have to bring the chefetz down, but that's masa b'nei ka'as. So what's the longest? L'mala k'lamala. So that's called anacha b'shus harab. I think that's what the Rashba obviously must mean. And let's add to that. And there's another case you can have anacha. Besides anachas gufa, what's the other case? Anachas chefetz. If you put the chefetz down, let's say on somebody else. And what does the Rashba hold in that case? If you put it on someone else's shoulder above yud, but that doesn't count as chiyuv. You don't say l'mal k'lamata by somebody else. The case of the Mishnah of Nasim Latoch Yadur Shulani has got to be that the Yadur Shulani is, in fact, Lamata Miyud. So to that extent, you have to have Anacha B'Shus HaRabin. So that's what the Rashba obviously must mean here as well. So the Rashba is saying that Moshit obviously is a very different paradigm. Moshit is a case where you have no need to have Anacha B'Shus HaRabin and no connection to B'Shus HaRabin. So therefore, you can't use that in any way to shed light on what we're discussing over here in the case of Stav. And therefore, you need other Mishalim, other examples to try to prove it. That's basically the Rashba's answer. That's one Teva. Just one second, you should just finish the Rashba first. The O Teva Lach, he says, another point that makes you see Moshe is different. The Moshe Mamish. If you're going across Rishus HaRabim, not on the same side, there's no chiyuv of Moshe. So what does that mean? Obviously, this has its own rules. It plays by its own rules. Ella, the b'dyuta achas chayv b'gzeres hakasuv api shelo nach v'lo avar Rishus HaRabim v'lo baviro. So the whole notion of Moshe is b'chal not shaykh to our discussion. In other words, so don't ask me a kasha from Moshe at all. There's no shaykhus to Rishus HaRabim, and you're still chayiv because that's the din that we learn out by Moshe. And therefore, the Rashba only had a problem by Mavir, which he gave his answer, that the person is in Makom Chiyuv. By Moshe, that answer would not suffice for whatever reason. And then he goes on and gives his answer by Moshe, because Moshe is its own paradigm, and therefore it can no way be a muscle for what we're trying to figure out in the case of the Derech stuff. That's the Rashba. Yes.
Wouldn't this answer for Moshe that the Rashi gives, wouldn't it have been better to use that for Tosos than what Tosos gives? It's a much stronger...
So you're asking the following. So why did Tosos feel the need to give the answer that he gives for Moshe as well? I mean, seemingly the Rashi is correct that Moshe is a very different Indian, and therefore it shouldn't need Tosos' answer. It should be simply what the Rashi says. That's what you're asking. Who wants to answer?
Could be them, because Tosfos holds that Moshe the Matam Yud.
So this is what I introduced when I first read the Tosfos. It seems to me, here the Rashba didn't spell out the Matam Yud versus Matam Yud, but it seems at least to some extent to help us. The Tosfos maybe he was going according to the tzad that he had earlier in Suffolk of Tosfos. Remember, watch the halacha by Moshe the Matam Yud. Remember the Tosfos in Davdal Amid Aleph and the Cheshbon, he tried to make a big Gemara there to try to prove it. And Tosfos Amud Beis seems to also take on one way on this question. Does the din of Moshe apply l'mata miyud or only l'mala miyud? So if you say Moshe is true l'mata miyud as well, then there is actually in Moshe a shaychus to Rishus HaRabim. And now you can say, and yet you see, can go via Makom Tur as well. So we have what to talk about. There may be more here. There probably is more to it, but at least for now, let's leave it at that. You sure you have to be before question. Yeah.
I was going to ask if the Rashba holds that Moshe the Matam Yud.
Yes, no, I don't know. It's a good question. Rashba doesn't address it here in his words. All right. So this is in terms of the teretz of the Rashba. Stama Ha'ara here. I mean, the Rashba spoke about Mavir. He spoke about what? He spoke about Moshe, and what did he not seem to address? Motzi. Tosus discussed three cases. Motzi, Moshe, Mavir, and there's a Lamala Miyud in the middle. The Rashba discusses initially Mavir, gives the teretz that he gives. Then he goes on to Moshe. His words are Motzi, but he's clear talking about Moshe. He doesn't seem to directly speak about Motzi, Mirshus, Lirshus, and there's a Malkum Tur in the middle on the way. So, I mean, there's probably discussion about this. I think the simple answer is, I mean, the Rashba clearly holds that Motzi is chayev. There's a shonus in the Rashba later on that's clearly indicative the fact that the din of Avelezer, Masav Nekahas, I mean, the Lashon there was Motzi, but that doesn't prove it. I mean, you could say Motzi means Mavir, but it's clear from various Lashonas of the Rashba that the din is clear, that you can be Motzi, Mereshus Yashus, Rabim, Derech, Malmir, and Michayev. So I think the answer is that it fits within Mavir. It doesn't have to spell it out. He talked about Mavir, but it's the same teretz, after all. What's the teretz he gives by Mavir? That the person is going through a Makom Chiyuv. So that's true of Motzi as well. But whether it's my pshat, whether the pshat that you mentioned before, I mean, either way, the teretz works for both. So maybe the Rashba didn't need to spell it out directly. That's maybe the easy way out. Tosis spelled out three cases. The Rashba didn't spell out Motzi, but Motzi and Mavi are really the same. Yes.
The Rashba actually does speak about Motzi, and later when he speaks about Moshe in contrast, he does read the case of Motzi.
Then we do the lines that we just read, yeah, so there you have it. The Imam is in the same piece, very good. We read it in the same piece, and later too, many times. So it's clear that there is the same halacha of Avelezer's Masav Nekahas, Motzi, and Bemavi. I just guess the Rashba didn't spell it out in the question, but it would be part of this, the first part of the Rashba. Okay, this is good, everybody? Clear? Now, let's come back to the inyan that we began to talk about yesterday. This is going to really become a broader inyan. It's going to have the ramifications, at least to the extent that we can deal with it today, because again, tomorrow I want to mention and finish the next tosis and whatever else in terms of the loose ends of the sugya. But this is a broad topic that we could spend, obviously, shiur money in its own way, because all kinds of gemaras are relevant, sugyas and Bava Kamma, second parak and Meruba, whatever. We're not going there. Just telling you that there's a lot at stake here. And that's to try to be magdir exactly what is the definition of the Malach of Dalams, which is the Rabbin. We know of Balamor. So for that we got acquainted with, we saw it beginning of the Zorik. It's a gedder of Hotzah. It's a gedder of Hotzah, the Balamor says. It's Me'ein Hotzah. Why? It's Rishus or Rishus. Because Daladamis is the Rishus of the person, and the Chavitz is in that Rishus, and then you're going Daladamis, so it's like the Chavitz transferred to another Rishus. That's the Balamor's formulation. You have to know if everybody accepts it and what are some of the nafgaminas. In the Rambam, there are some mashmos in that way as well, but again, you have to know how to be medayik from every Rambam. Just to give you an example, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halach Ches, Hotsa Mirshus Vishus, Melacha Me'avos Melachasi. Ba'afapi Shadaba Zeh. This is Malachas Hotzam Vishus Vishus. Harehu Omer, the Torah, Ish V'Isha, Al Yasu Al Malachas Tumas HaKodesh, V'Yikola Mahavi, Halamadata, Shahava Malacha Koreosa. That's Hotzah. The Chain Lamdu Mipi HaShemua, Shahamavir Vishus HaRabi Mitchilas Arba, L'Sof Arba, Harehu Kimotzi Mirshus Vishus V'Chayev. Notice, the Ram doesn't say Chen Lamdu that Hamapir Bishus Arabim Mitchilas Dalus of Dalid Chayef. The language of the Rambam is quite striking. That the also Lamdu Piyashmur, that's a Lachem Moshe Misinai, that what? That Hamavir Mitchilas Dalus of Dalid Harehu Kim Motzi Mishus Vishus. Sounds a bit that like the Balamor's idea, that there's a Hotsa going on, so to speak, when you move something Dalid Amis. There's another Rambam. That's in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches. That's basically the Rambam stating the din of Hotzah being a Malacha, and the Makor being, he makes a pasuk in Vayakel, that's the classic Makor on the Gemara Tzadivav and Hazorek, and then he bears the Lom Piyashmua, that the Mavir is Kim Motzi Mishus Vishus. There's another Rambam that's also very much mashed by this way, along the lines of the Balamor, in the same parak, in Beis, Halacha Tesvav. Mutar la'adam l'taltel b'shus harabim b'toch arba amis al arba amis shulomid b'tzidan person can metaltel within dalad amis and b'shus harabim v'yesh l'taltel b'chol ha'meruba hazeh. You can move something within this square based on his own amis. The Rambam says u'mipia kabal amru shezeh shenemar b'torah shvu ish tachtav person can b'shalach shulo yitaltel chutz l'meruba hazeh. That person has right? The metalta within his space. And it sounds like there's this idea of a daladama space, and then you can't go out of that space. The other way, if the foil to the balamor, if you were to think of the notion of daladamas a different way. I mean, like, the truth is, within the balamor, you can really see in two different ways, if you will. I'll tell you why. Let's imagine like this. If Dalet Amis is like Otsar, so what does that mean? When I motzi Mishus Rishus, I take a chayfet to Mishus HaYachid, I'm okir. Then I start walking, and I get to the door, and then I walk through the door, and now I'm Mishus HaRabim, and I put it down. So the Shini Rishus took place when I cross outside. The Akira took place, and what joins the Akira to the Shini Rishus? Those steps I took. Do you look at those steps as part of the Malacha, those steps I took till I got to the door? No. The Akira is part of the Malacha. You have to know, maybe it's a Tanai, maybe it's not, but in some way it's Akira is something. The Shini Rishus takes place when I go outside. And the chefetz is now taken out to the other rishus. So, in a similar way, one could say, when I have dalet amos b'shus harabim, so I picked it up, and I walk, and I walk, and I walk, and I walk, and now I get to the point where it's 4 amos from where I started, and I take another step. I'm mavru now to the next point, and now I put it down, or I stop. So, where was the shini rishus? When was the what part of this is the malacha? The steps I took, the whole Dalet Amos, or the last instant when I crossed over the point that now it's 4 amos from before. So, according to the Baal HaMoor's conception, you would say it's the last step, or the last point when I went from over the line. So, till I got to that 4 amos distance, it's like the equivalent of walking in my house from the point I picked up the chevet till I got to the door. Now, if that's true, so in a certain sense, I'm going to ask you a question here. The Gemara's second example to try to show that this case of stav, you're chayiv, even though you went through a makom tur. What's the Gemara's muscle? Dalet Amos. Till I got the 4 amos. I'm putter, if I put it down, I'm putter. And then what? And then I go to 4 amos and I'm chayv. So in one sense, it's a very nice Gemara. It's almost like you can see in this Gemara the music of the Baal HaMoor, right? Basically, this entire area, till I got to the 4 amos, it's really not anything. It's like this gap, and then what? And then I cross the line, and suddenly I'm chayv. Right? So you see, you can cross a makom, you can cross to a makom, a stav, and still be chayv. But you see, then I'm going to ask you the following question. Tosa says that the reason why the Gemara picked Mavir the first time, the first example was I went beyond 4 amos. Why pick Mavir? Why not say I went to the other Rishus and I continued walking in the other Rishus? So Tosa said, because it said Mavir the second time. So why did I ask you guys? So why did you pick Mavir the second time? Meaning, I can conceive of a case the second time and say the following, that when I pick it up in Rishus HaYachid and I start walking to the door, and now I cross over to Rishus HaRabim. So that whole area, from the time I picked it up, all those steps I took are extra hiluch. So why couldn't I pick Hotsah for that? So what are you going to answer? What did we think? What did we think? Why did Tosis assume that you had to pick Mavid the second time? What did we say 2 days ago in Shir? No one remembers? That there's a difference between that and the case of Stav. Why? The stav, the interruption, was taking place within, you know, you already were motzi from Mishus HaYachid, The malacha has begun, but you haven't yet gotten to Rishus HaRabim, but you've been motzim Rishus HaYachid, and then before you got to Rishus HaRabim, there was the stub area, then you got to Rishus HaRabim. But the malacha has already started, and then this interruption of the Makom Tur is in the middle. Right? But in the case that I just gave you, if I'm okay Rishus HaYachid, but I haven't even left the Rishus HaYachid, so those steps, that's different than the case of stub, because this gap is before you even were motzi. Everyone hear that? So therefore, that case would not be a good example. So what is a good example? Daud Amis. So what does that seem to suggest? That by Daud Amis, there's a certain haschala to the malacha. You're not chayiv. Follow me? So what's the other side of the Balamor? And then I'll tell you how maybe we can sort of tweak the Balamor a little bit. And then we'll see how this is all relevant for the Nyanam Ugana, and we'll revisit from yesterday. If you don't want to say that the idea of the Balamor, that Daud Amis is a Behel Tzah, I mean, leave out the Diga, the Rambam that I just gave, whatever, then what are you going to say? That the entire Daud Amis is part of the Malacha. It's not about being motzi out of the Arba Amis, which sounds like the only critical point is when you get over the four Amaham. Rather, every part of the Malacha, every part of the Daud Amis, the entire thing is part of the Malacha. No? So then, of course, we understand why the Gemara can only speak about the case of Arba Amis, which is that's parallel to the case of Stav, where the Malacha has begun already. Whereas the case I gave you, where you haven't even gotten to the door, you haven't gotten out of the Rishus HaYachid, that doesn't count. That's not the hefsek we're dealing with. The hefsek of Stav in the Malach is, you've left the Rishus HaYachid, you haven't gotten to Rishus HaRabim. Instead, you went first to a Stav and then to Rishus HaRabim. So the parallel to that is, you've started walking, and right now it's Makom Tur, because you're not Chayiv, and then you go four Amos and you're Chayiv. So that's better. But wait, but that has its own problems. So now the Gemara is good? But it's also strange. Why is it strange in its own way? So again, we have two different paradigms for Daud Amis. One is the Baal HaMor's idea, it's like a Hutzah, but it sounds like that means that it's really the Malacha is taking place only when I get to that point where now I'm going from right before the end of the four Amis to after the four Amis. But the other way is to say, no, that everything is significant, meaning that every part of the Daud Amis, the journey itself, that's the Chefs of the Malacha. That's the chetz of the malach. This is what's brought in the name of Chaim, this idea, that the entire four Amis is a chetz of the malach. I'll tell you what, Chaim, I'm not going to tell you all the makoros, but I'll tell you where it's relevant. This inyan, I mean, without the, you know, there's a tosis in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amud Beis. If Chaim is coming to answer tosis kash, it has to do with the notion of Akira Tzorach Hanacha. We know that. Where do we know this from? Akira Tzorach Hanacha? Suvas Lamed Aleph. Now, Akira Tzorach Hanacha was brought in because the Gemara mentions a story earlier, a maimer earlier, of a person who shoots an arrow. And the arrow travels four Amis, and in the middle of the four Amis, what does it do? It rips somebody's material, garments. Shiroin Shochaveiro. So even though the Chiv doesn't come till after four Amis when the arrow comes to rest, but since in the interim, within the space of the four Amis, it caused the Hezek Mamon, so since Akira Tzorach Hanacha, so the Kamid Rabmine already is going to pata you, even though the Chiyav Mamon, so to speak, preceded the Chiyav Misa, but no, it's one Maisa, Akira Tzorach Hanacha, so the Chiyav Misa, the Bechayiv of Misa, is already here from before, and therefore you can be pater from the Chiyav Mamon along the way. Good? So Chaim says, and the Gemara discusses, therefore, based on that, the Gabi Hotza as well, that if the Akira is Machayiv Mamon, because you pick up the kis, the person's purse, and you shouldn't be Chayiv Mamon, because subsequently did a Hanach. Rav Chaim says, what about the following? This is where it's Negev, the Tosis of Bava Kama. I'm not giving you the case with Geneva. Suppose you have a Chayiv Mamon that's incurred in between, by a case of Hotza, not a case of Havar. But it's not with the Akira that you're Chayiv Mamon, like the Gemara's comparison to the case of the Daud Amis arrow case. Not with the Akira, but something in between. If the Chayiv Mamon is incurred after the Akira, but before the Hotzah is finished, before the Hanach. Will I say, quote, Akira Tzorech Hanach? And what should it depend on? Again, the Gemara is Mefurish in Ksuvah Zahar Aleph. This is for next year, everyone. Egon Naris. Right? That if you shoot the arrow while it's going, it causes Hezek Mamo. It's within the four Amos. It's not at the time of the Akira. It's while it's traveling through the Rishus HaRabim of the Dalet Amos. It causes the Chiyuv Mamo. That's Akira Tzorech Hanach. The question is, what about, and the Gemara wants to relate that also to a case where I do an Akira and I'm Chayiv Mamon with the Akira, so I should be Chayiv, I should be Chayiv Mamon because Akira Tzorech Hanacha Hadbar Tzorech Hotzah. The Chayim wants to know, what about if the Chiyuv Mamon is incurred not at the act of the Akira, but in between the Akira and the Hanacha, but not by Dalet Amos, by Hotzah. So here Rav Chaim wants to say, to answer Tosis Kasha again, but for Kamadav Haim and Beis, that you won't say the rule of Akira Tzorech Hanach. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference between Meleches Dalet Amis and Hotzah. Namely, by Hotzah, what's critical in the Melech is the Akira, the Hanacha, the Shini Rishus. The steps I take between the Akira and the Shini Rishus is just a way of bringing the Akira closer and joining it with the Shini Rishus, that it's integrated Malacha. But it's not a Cheftza of the Malacha. Those steps I took to the door after I did the Akira are not part and parcel of the Cheftza of the Malacha. You understand? It's just that, you know, it bridges. It's the bridge between the Akira and the Hanacha. So, you know, then you have the Shini Rishus along the way. Whereas by Dalet Amos of Chaim, the entire process, the Havaras Dalet Amos itself, Bishus HaRabim, that is part and parcel of the Chefs of the Melach. So that's why there we can say the rule of Akira Tzorech Hanacha, if the Chiyuv Mamon was incurred at any point along the way, while it's shooting through the Bishus HaRabim, during that Dalet Amos traveling, you incur a Chiyuv Mamon, you'll be Pater, because the Mechayiv of the Chiyuv Misav Shabbos is present in the Havar itself. Mavid Dalet Amos, the Dalet Amos, every one of the Dalet Amos is a Chiyuv of the Melach. Whereas when it comes to Otsah, what's the Chiyuv of the Melach is not the steps in between the Akira and the Shini Rishus, or the Shini Rishus and the Hanach. They have it in a few different places. This is one of the Chiddushi Agrach. Va'amar Agrach Zatzal liyashiv akusha v'chilek ben zorek dalerams b'shus harabim l'motzi b'shus rishus. The bezorek dalerams b'shus harabim kol ha-dalerams heim gormei ha-chiyuv. They generate the chiyuv, the whole dalerams. V'lachein miftar mishum kamad raminei bezorek v'gzorek v'kar shiroyin balichasam. Okay, so now, if we come back to our Gemara, so at first glance we said, if we go to the Balamor, then it comes out, in one sense the Gemara makes sense, that the Gemara is saying that before you get to Dalet Amos, you are Makom Ptur. Meaning you haven't done the melacha. It's only yichayid at the end of Dalet Amos. But what's strange about that is the Gemara could have just as well picked a case of hotzah till you got to the point that you left the rishus hayachid. So it's a makom tur, so to speak. You know. The answer is that's before the chiyuv started. That's not like the case of stav, where you left the Rishus HaYachid, and now you have the hafsik of the stav in the middle. So why is Dalet Amos better in that respect? Because Dalet Amos, if you go like Rav Chaim, Dalet Amos is part of the Melacha, so now you're what? So now you're within the Melacha, and you're still at a Mokum, place be Pater. But it's also strange, Svar and Havana. Why? Because that which you're Pater before you get to Dalet Amos is like what? Is that a good mashal to stuff? Any way you look at it, something's wrong here in this Gemara's analogy. Even with, so now we understand with Chaim. So what Chaim say? The entire Dalet Amos is part of the Melach. No? is this a good example to prove what we want to prove by the case of the stav? The case of the stav, it's a makom tur by definition. Here, it's a pshat, it's a makom tur. The shir is not amis. I haven't gotten to the four amis. So it's like chatzi shir, no? Why is Gemara consider that to be like a riot to say if you have a gap in the malacha? No, it's not the gap. You have to travel dalet amis. I didn't have my kesayis chelav yet. It hasn't gotten to dalet amis. So that's why. So of course it's chiyuv. It's chiyuv. And now the shir is reached. Now I have the shir dalet amis. Why does the fact that I'm not chayiv until dalet amis show that I can be that I can have a hefsik of a makom tur in between? What's so strange? Does anybody look at it strange? I mean, on the one hand, the Balamora's model is helpful in the Gemara, but it's not exactly analogous to the case of stav, because by stav you've left the Rishus HaYachid, then you have the gap. Here you haven't, you know, you haven't done anything seemingly until you got to the port right before Dalet Amos. That's when the Shin Rishus has happened. And to the extent that that's a good example, then you could have also picked Hotzah as well when you took steps till you got to the door. On the other hand, according to Rav Chaim's perspective, Dalet Amos is not about the Malamora, that it's like a Shini Rishus. It's like the entire Dalet Amos is part of the definition of the Malach. So then the reason why you put this is because you haven't yet gotten to your Dalet Amos, but it is a Makom Chiyuv. It's just that you have to have the four Amos to be Chayiv. How can the fact that I don't have my four Amos, so that's why I'm putter, because I didn't do four Amos yet. How could that be a good proof? So you have to know. Maybe there's a way to miyashiv it. Somehow, maybe until I get the four amis, it's like I have nothing. It's not like a chatzi shir. It's only that once I have the four amis, then everything is retroactively mitzuref in some way. Maybe like that. You have to know how to exactly formulate it. But I mean, there's a way perhaps that you can work it into the Gemara. I'm not sure, but something along those lines. Now, there's one other svara, and then we'll see again some of where the chips will fall in terms of something Yami saw yesterday. Even if we go back to the motto of the Balamor, that we have a notion of Hotzah, does that have to mean that the only thing that really matters is the last second when you go, you cross the Dalet Amos mark in Rishus HaRavim? Is that the Pshat? That's when things are happening. Is that really the Pshat? Maybe the Pshat is like this. We'll see. You probably saw this far in Tosfos Chaim. What the Dalet Amos is about the following. You take it from spot A and it's relocated to spot B, which is Dalet Amos away. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that every chiluk of the Dalet Amos is the definition of the Malacha. It's the fact that it left its Rishus. But it's not that the malach is taking place when you go the last second, the last instant, the last transfer. The malach, the hotzah, quote unquote, in Dalet Amos is the following: that it went from here, and it ended up over there. You are maverit. You walked four amos. So you really have, if you will, three distinct ways to think about it. Within the Balamora's conception, that we're talking about the model of Hotzah, I think you can say perhaps one of two things. Either that it's really the last step where it crosses over to the point that's four amis, that's really the significant aspect of the Malacha, just like when you're Mishana Rishus. So it's really that Shina Rishus that defines the Malacha. So it's that last step when you go, you cross over to four amis. Or, as we're saying it now, it's a different notion. It's really that you have changed its location. So really, it's not the last step as much as there's a beginning point and an end point. Within Rav Chaim, it's a different model. It's that the entire Dalet Amos is part of a siba for the chiyuv. And yet, one could perhaps say that until you got the four Amos, you don't have anything. It's not like a chatzi shir. V'haraya, there's a notion of being metalto and extenuating circumstances, pachas medalet amos. You're not violating chatzishir. If you see it until you have four amos, I don't have anything. Which helps for our Gemara in terms of the Gemara's mush. This is all nice raid out there. Let's see what are some of the interesting inyanin that could be impacted by this. So We saw yesterday a very interesting machlokes between the Ralbag and the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, so you understand why these hakira has already some it's being grounded. I'm not just saying stamps, in the loft, as they say. I mean, it's negiah how to read the Gemara. Understand? It's not just stamp. You have to know the Gemara gives two examples of Mishus Dalet Amis. The second one is the very fact that you part the two, you get to Dalet Amis. When you look at this Gemara, you have to start thinking: what is Dalet Amis Mishus Arabi, and how does this show the case of Stav? Is it how is it an analogy to the case of Stav? Now, they're really separate from the Chakimas I just gave you, which obviously you can start thinking how it's relevant to these questions. But there's two other inyanim to think about in terms of defining the Malacha. Halacha, not lumdus, but simply what's the din that we touched on yesterday. Does the Akira, does the Anach have to be Mishus HaRavim? Or just the Havara itself? If the Akira is Mishus HaYachid, and the Anach is Mishus HaYachid, and you end up going through Mishus HaRavim, in the middle, 4 hours. Are you chayiv? What do we know about this? What do we know about this? Mi'iri is Mi'iri about this in Sukkah, fourth parak in Sukkah. That says you're chayiv. What else do we know about this? A couple of mashmos in Tosus Beis Amid Aleph, the bottom. The Rajba, Tosus in Erving Amid Gimuk, working off of the Gemara, Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph, how to read the Gemara. The Rajba says, don't read the Gemara that way. The Rajba says, it can't be. That's one issue. The other issue is the flip side of that, the mirror side of that. In other words, suppose the Akira and Nachal were in Rishus HaRabim, but the Havara went through area that's not Rishus HaRabim, such as Mokum Tur and such as Rishus HaYachim. Now just, off the top of our heads, just imagine, based on what we just said in terms of the Svaris, let's take the issue by issue. The case where you did an Akira and Anacha in a Rishus HaYachid, but the Havara took place in Rishus HaRabim. What does that tell you about the nature of Arba Amos? What? What do you think? That the Dalet Amos is a Chelk of the Melacha? What?
The Dalet Amos is like the
whole Chefs of the Melacha, more like Rav Chaim's idea. Yeah. And just Akira and Nacha, as long as it has an Akira and Nacha. You didn't change locations in Rishus HaRabim at all. You walked it through Rishus HaRabim. You think differently? Well, you agree. Okay. And in terms of the other Indian, if you want to take it through, you did Akira and Nacha in Rishus HaRabim. But the Dalet Amos itself went through another Rishus. However many of the Dalet Amos. But it started in Rishus HaRabim at point A, it ended with Rishus HaRabim in point B, but the transfer, the Havara itself, involved, a Malkum Tur or maybe even a Rishus HaYachid. To say you're chayiv for that would suggest what? Yeah, Aaron?
The Balamor.
Maybe the Balamor. That what's significant is at least that it moved the Rishus HaRabim, went to another Rishus HaRabim, right? As opposed to saying that the whole Chefs of the Havara is a Malacha. But if you want to reject that and say, no, maybe the Chefza is also the Malacha, but the Chefza of the Havara need not be in Rishus HaRabim. No, it doesn't have to prove the Balamor. It's just a way of saying the Chefza of the Malacha of Havas Dalet Amos is that it has to be moved Dalet Amos, but those Dalet Amos don't have to all be Rishus HaRabim Dalet Amos. Rishus HaRabim Amos. So it's like a mixing and matching. Maybe. That doesn't absolutely, but the Tosfos Chaim assumes, like you said, but I'm not saying, I'm not necessarily convinced that way for the Ralbag, but I'm just getting too ahead of the game. Okay, let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin Hamavir Abba Amis Rishus HaRabim Zu Im Rishus HaRabim Hashniya Chayiv Mepnei She'Arba Amos B'Shtei Rishuyos HaRabim Mitztarfin. So long as it didn't come to rest in the intervening Rishus, so even though it went through in between another Rishus, but as long as you have Dalet Amos of Rishus HaRabim all together, they combine. says the Magen Mishnah. This is a Gemara, and Sadizan and Beis Antim Sadi Chesem Bet Aleph. Hazoik Mishus Arabi, we read it yesterday. Hazoik Mishus Arabi, Mishus Arabi, Mishus Yachad de Emsa Arba Am is Chai, Pachas Me Arba Am is Pater. My Kamashmo and Hakamashmo and Rishuyot Mistar. From the Rambam, it would seem pretty clear, but Bag is very much inclined to think that this way low. He says, maybe the Rambam doesn't mean it exactly that way, but it has to, certainly the Rambam sounds that, that the case is that altogether, how many Rishus Arabi Amos were traversed in this Havar? Four. It would seem that way. The Chiddush being, even though they weren't four Amos in succession, consecutive. From Rashi, it's clear as well that that's what the Gemara is talking about. Ab Amos Chai Pachs Me Abba Patur Rishuyos Hashavos Mitztavos Rishus Harabim Zu Rishus Harabim Zu. If that's the Chiddush, Zot the Ralbag in Chumash in Parshas Yisro, he's talking about aspects of Malach of Shabbos and this defining what Malach is, and he explains the notion of Arba Amos B'shus Harabim, and he quotes Shvuish Tachtav, and he tries to explain philosophically the idea that a person went with something and he's accomplishing something with that. And you can look at all the nice ideas that he has in presenting the Inyan of Malach and Shabbos. It goes through all kinds of different concepts within Malacha. Based on this, he says, if you end up going to Mishus HaRabim, and you ended up passing through Mishus HaYachid, and it ends up Mishus HaRabim, as long as Shemnach Chutz La'arba Amis Mimakam HaKirasu Chayiv. Because these Arba Amis are Kmor Mishus HaShala Adam, very much sounds like the language of the Baal HaMor. Does sound that way. The lazer yitztarev imahem mishus hayachid lahashrim shir arba amis. Here he says, you don't have to have the entire four amis to be mishus harabim amis. You can mix and match. In other words, two amis mishus harabim, one amis mishus hayachid, one amis mishus harabim, and then you stop, you put it down, chayiv. The zadov nisbar perka zorek, what gemara? Rishuyas Mitztarfos, for the Ralbag, Rishuyas Mitztarfos means not Rishuyas Harabim, Rishuyas Harabim, Rishuyas Harabim, Rishuyas Yachim. V'ulam, Haramim Zalnir Midvarav, Shehevin, Sheo Yischai, Vat Sheyu, Sham Arba Amos Mizuas, Rishuyas Yachim. That doesn't count. It doesn't spoil, but it's like blank. And you can still have the Tziruv of the Rishuyas Harabim on either end. But you can't count the Rishuyas Yachim toward the Cheshbon of Arba Amos. V'lo Ashayer, may I in Hotziza? Why did Ram say that? Ki Eilu Arba Amos Heim Shir Mashiach Tachtav Shalada. And whenever you consider what's under the person, not everything is full with Shus Harabim. Unless you cut the person out, he says. So therefore, he doesn't understand why you can't come with Shus Yachid into the Cheshbon. Look carefully. Maybe he's hoping, against hope, the Rambam agrees with him, but he doesn't. Yeah. It's an interesting machlokas. So now, let's look together at the Tosfos Chaim, what he does with this. There's some interesting things to consider here. Let's see, what does he do with this machlokas? Simon Zion. We have just 10-15 minutes. Whatever we'll do, we'll do. We'll see what we can. This is an amazing sefer at this time. Absolutely amazing. This entire simon is about Hotza and Havara. In Oz Gimel, he was dealing with the Me'iri before. The Me'iri had to do with the case where you have that Kiran Hanacha, not in Shus Rambam. But then from there, he works to this Rambam, and he writes in Os Gimel, he says, Yesh Gizbonin. This is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ralbag. Hine Rambam Kasav, and he quotes the Rambam of Hamavad al Ramas Bishus Arabim, Zuim Shus Rab Mashniachai, Mishdalad Amas Bishde Bishus Rab Mitztarfel, Zakan Lashono, Bia Ralbag, the Kavanas Arabas, Zesh Dikdek, Shadalad Amas Bishde Bishne Bishus Arabim, Mitztarfel, Mromad Losagi, in Trilasu Shisarabin, the Sofer Shisarabin, Kimu and Heavy Shteyamas Bishisarabin, the Amma Shisayachid, the Amma Bishisarabin, the Sof, that's not good enough. Ella be inan what? Lechiyuva Shiye, called out Amma Bishisarabin. Vatan, Mishim the Kol Maisi Malacha be inan Shetia be Makam Chiyuva, Shet Dainu Bishisarabin, Avalom Mahani Bishisayachid, Shabin Taim Lahashin Hashir. That is Shitas Rambam. Bag Cholek Shem. The Daito. The Kevin. The Tchilasu Rishus Rabin. The Sofer Rishus Rabin. Absher Rishus Shabin Taim Rishus Hayachid. Chayiv. The Rishus Hayachid Mashrim Hashir. Says it to Tzuschaim. The Taimo. The Sofer. What does the Ralbag hold? You don't need four Amis of Rishus Rabin to have been actually traveled. Why? How does he teach it? Ki Havara Shabin Emtsa. Eino chelak hamelacha. But he says, the havara itself is not a chelak of the melacha. Does this sound like Rav Chaim? Not at all. Rav Chaim's nisod was that you only say kir tzorach hanacha, just showing you how it relates to what we had before. Dafka there, because everything is part of the melacha. He's saying within the Ralbag, why can you mitzaref v'shus hayachid in the middle of the four amos? Because it's not about the traveling for Amis, that's not the chiluk of the melacha. That's how he's teaching the Ralbag. Ella inyan melachas havar b'shus harabim hu ma. How does he explain it? Ma shenetak hachefetz mitchilaso shodal Amis l'sofan. The relocating of the chefetz. It was here, and then, if you can use, you know, chveis, I don't know, technology, mind, you know, technology to. Suddenly raised itself and moved for Amis, right? Whatever, it got there. It's where it got. V'lo mashemavir behemshach hazman, or just in the blink of an eye, here, and next thing you know, it's over there. It doesn't have to actually have traveled the Da'at Amis, and therefore it certainly doesn't need Da'at Amis v'shus harabim. It was here v'shus harabim, and then you got it to be over there v'shus harabim. U'mishemachi lo ichbas lo mashe'ena be'emsa v'shus harabim atzma yun shem heite ba'orech. U'besed mirgav samish lehebi kamarais v'shus harabim. So we have a very interesting machlokas. His take is that the Ralbag is learning that it just has to be relocated. Again, yesh the fact pick. Maybe the Russian Ralbag might be mashma that way, but in terms of the actual shita itself, one perhaps could have said that the chiddush is not that it's about relocating the chayfetz. It's that the traveling doesn't have to all be b'shus harabim amis. In svar. You have to have Havaras Dalet Amis, and the Dalet Amis is, like Rav Chaim says, part of the Melacha. But when it comes to Havaras Dalet Amis, B'shus HaRabim doesn't have to mean all four B'shus HaRabim. You can mix and match. You can have a little bit of B'shus HaYachid there. But that Amma, B'shus HaYachid, what would be if you shot an arrow, according to the Ralbag, and it ripped the garments of your friend in the one Amma Rishus HaYachid of the four Amma travel. So Rav Chaim would say, you wouldn't have come to Rav Minei. What's the pshat? Well, it could be Hosek the Rambam. Okay, so even according to the Rambam, Taka, an interesting question. Taka, good question. I just thought of it, right? No, stop. According to the Rambam, it's not Mitzurif, the interesting question. According to Rav Chaim, his avana in Akira Tzorach Hanacha, that the ripping of the clothing is at any point, because it's all chesed malacha. So you have this blank amma that doesn't detract, but doesn't contribute. So what if the chiyuv mamon was incurred during that one amma? Okay, so maybe Taka, you wouldn't be pater because that it's not a chiyuv of the malacha. Or according to the Ralbag, Taka Gadshara, what would be? In that, you know, if the chibam was incurred during that gap, amma. Anyway, he sees it in terms of that it was relocated. One could have said that the dalet amis can be from different types of ishuyas. Now, let's consider Tosfos. What do we see in our Tosfos? And in terms of makom tur, Tosfos says if you're mavir derech makom tur. So let's even take Rabbi Kivager's take on Tosfos, that the Hanacha had to be B'shus HaRabim afterwards. According to Tosfos, the traveling of Dalet Amis can include Dalet Amis of L'mal HaMiyud. Right? So what would Tosfos say on this Machokes Rambam and the Ralbag, Rabbosai? What would Tosfos hold? If Tosa says that the Dalet Amis, Rishus HaRabim, doesn't need to be Rishus HaRabim Amis, it can be Makom Tur Amis, however many. It's not like you have to have Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim besides the Makom Tur. Tosas, Hechates of Tosas would say that. Is that what Tosas means? No. Hevi Derech Olav. Seems clear, no? It's not that you need Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, but you can also have, you know, Makom Tur as well, but they don't, you know, they don't spoil Malach. It seems clear, according to Tosas. No, you agree. The pshat is that it traveled Dalet Amis, but the journey of the Dalet Amis weren't all Rishus HaRabim Amis. So what would you say logically, based on this, in the case of the Ralbag, if you have Rishus HaYachid as one of the four Amis, Hashtus, you'll count it. Count it. Now he brings the Yerushalmi. Look at the next paragraph, very interesting. Ure'ei the Yerushalmi Shabbos, the following discussion. Hayaomei Rishus HaRabim, in other words, your Dalet Amis included what area as part of the Dalet Amis? It included no Malkom Tur, right? As long as it ended up Mishus HaRabim four Amis down the road, even though it was through Malkom Tur. So the Gemara Yerushalmi asks, but wait, for Hatani Mishmuel Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYachad Be'emtha Patur, that we have a braisa that if you have Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid in between, and the case that the Yerushalmi is discussing is apparently which case? The case of the Ralbag scenario, as the Karbon HaEda learns Pshad, as he quotes here. What is the case that you would be what? Afo Pishim Yitzarev, as Rishus HaYachid, Shabin Tayim, Yadalit Amis, still your Patur. So Yerushalmi assumes Mefurish. In the case of the Ralbag, that what would be the halacha? Like who? Again, four Amis, one of them is Rishus HaYachid Amis. What is Yerushalmi asking? No? That you what? That you put. So Yerushalmi is asking, but how can it be? On the one hand, if you go by a Makom Tur, Yechayiv, even though the Dalet Amis include Makom Tur Amis of Malam Yud, and when it comes to a case of Rishus HaYachid being one of the four Amis, the Braisa that the Yerushalmi quotes here is saying that you would be Pater, even though seemingly as well one of the Amis is Rishus HaYachid, let the Rishus HaYachid count for the four, just like the Makom Tur distance counts for the four. And the Yerushalmi gives a chiluk, and this chiluk should sound familiar here. Answers the Yerushalmi, Taman. What does Taman mean?
Awesome.
Over there. At Amar. Oh, this is still the question. Taman, at Amar, Rishus HaYachid Mitzdarefes. The Hochat Amar Mitzdarefes, that's the Kasha, and for the Yerushalmi, Mishani, Amar Chuna, Taman, over there, the reason why over there it's not going to be Mitzuref to the Rishus HaRabim Amis is why? Because Shemtipo Karka Shetachteha, if it will fall on the Karka beneath Rishus HaYachid, then what will be the Karka, what's the status of the Karka underneath Rishus HaYachid? So therefore, the Rishus HaYachid Amma cannot be served to the four Amas Rishus HaRabim because the karka beneath is also Rishus HaYachid. But hacha, shem tipo karka shetachteha, full claps on the karka below Rishus HaRabim. In other words, you focus on what? On the what's below. And now he quotes, Ayin Lashon Tosis Rois HaKarka, Umevor, let's see a couple lines down. Umevor, he says. Lefi Zeh Kedivei Rambam. So what does he see in the Yerushalmi? What's the halacha? Ralbag and Rambam. Mevor Kedivei Rambam. De'im Rishus HaYachid Maskim Shir Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim. Clear. Ela, the Hukshe Yerushalmi, De'im Kein, the Boish HaMalacha Kua Tiyasev Mokum Chiyuz, Amai Hamavir Dalet Amis Derech Halav, Umar Miyot Chayiv, Kodesh Shabbos Daf Chesem Beis, Hari Lo Nesta HaMalacha Kua B'Mokum Chiyuv, De'u Mal Miyasar, B'Mokum Tur, Va'al Zeh Mishani, which the Yerushalmi distinguishes, the Kim the Kasha Tachta B'Shus HaRabim, the Karka below is Rishus HaRabim, then Malkom Tur can be Mitzuref. Chashiv Gam Lomar Miyud Malkom Chiyuv, Abba Rishus HaYachid, Shigam Tachta V'Rab Malkom Chiyuv, Lomahan Rashi Mashiyur. Va'ayim Shabbos, Davav, Mir Dahavi Amav Chavetz Mitzchiyu Zdar Lesov Dalet, Hasam Rav Af Agav Di Iman Achrei Mitzoch Dar Adam Espatu Midam Yasam Agav Di Haigav Malkom Putur Koyam Malkom Chiyuv U'Betosis Sham Hasam. And where is the Svar up here in Tosis? The Svar our end of our Tosus. The Tosus says at the end, Mavidal Ramis Bishisarab Derech Lamal Mir Dechayev, Avgab Dimanach Lamal Mir Potter Mikom Makom Tachta Makom Shamarach Makom Chiyufu, Yulim Shah. The Tzorch Eon Shoe Viri Shami the Mefuris came. In other words, Tosus Svar is in the Yerushalmi. Hang on for a second. What does it mean? Tosus Svar is in the Yerushalmi. Tosus should have quoted Yerushalmi. I'm asking the following question. What would Tosus hold in the case of the Ralbag and Rambam? Would he hold like the Rambam or the Ralbag? You say he holds like the Rambam. And I'll tell you, I think he holds like the Ralbag. I'll tell you why. Because Tosus only said the Svara to explain why our Gemara couldn't bring this case to support the case of Stav. Because it's different. Because what's below is still a Makom Chiv. See, if we can't prove the case of Svar. But before Tosus gave that chiluk, Tosus was clear that the din is what? The din is that you are, that was a case of makom tour in the middle, yechayev. And Tosus didn't yet know the chiluk. And the chiluk that Tosus gave between what's below and what's above is only relevant why the Gemara didn't say it to prove the case of Svar. So when Tosus was asking the question and he was convinced that a makom tour can count for the four amos, what would Tosus have held in the case of the Ralbag? He didn't have this chiluk in his pocket. He only gave it as a teret for what is a kasha that he was asking. It would seem for Tosus that there's no difference in halacha between the Rishus HaYachid for the four amis or Malkum Tur for the four amis, like the Ralbag. Because Tosus didn't have this chiluk at that point. And Tosus only provides the chiluk for a specific reason why it won't prove the case that we want to prove in the case of stuff. But not that a fundamental level that the halacha is only relevant in the case of a makom tur amah and not in the case of a shus hayachid amah. So I don't hear the kasha so well of Tosus Chaim. Why did Tosus quote Yushalmi? No, the Yushalmi was saying this as a real svara halacha. That in the case of a shus hayachid, it doesn't count for the four amas, and in the case of the makom tur, it counts. Tosus never said it in that context. Tosus took for granted that a makom tur amah counts, or two, or three, or four. Doesn't matter, right? And just that the Gemara couldn't use that as a raya to the stuff case because since below it's still considered to be a makom chiyuv. But as far as the din itself, Tosus doesn't seem to be distinguishing between the case of the Rabag and the case that he has. That's my little ha'ara. The svar itself of Tosus is interesting, but you have to know exactly what that lumdus is. In Yerushalmi, it's more fundamental to know the svar. It's not just a svar of the chalik. It's a fundamental svara that says that what's below makes the difference, makes all the difference. I'll let you think about it. They have here a svar, a very beautiful svar to explain it. In Yerushalmi, the svar is a compelling svar. It actually has consequences. In other words, this is chayiv and this is pater. What's the difference? This is chayiv because it can be mitzurif to the shini rishus of the arba amis because what's below is what's koveya. It defines it. It defines its makom. Maybe that's the svar. Anyway, it's just interesting to consider. At the end of the day, if you take the Meiri, you take the Ralbag, the whole thing comes down to you don't have Dalad Amis Rishus Rabban anymore. You have Akir and Anacha Rishus Ayachid, and you have Dalad Amis and Makom Tur. Where's your Malach? Obviously, you can't. Sir, you can't say that. So you have to know, how much you can combine, an Akira here and Anacha here and a Dalad Amis here, and still consider to be Malach of Dalad Amis Rishus Rabban. Okay.